Hey guys, we have a fun episode today. I am going to talk about the flat Earth and how the Earth is actually flat. No, I'm just kidding. I just talk about some of the arguments for the Earth being flat. I do not believe it to be so, but we're going to explore the arguments anyway. Then I spend the last half of this podcast going off on a rant about Neil deGrasse Tyson because I don't like him. So that's it. You can check out my blog, tstutch.com. Email me, TaylorRadio or TayRadio1 at gmail.com. Visit my YouTube channel, subscribe at Taylor Stutch, and enjoy the podcast. Is the Earth flat? That is something that I ponder on a regular basis. I sit down at the end of a long, hard day after I take a shower, change out of my soaking wet clothes from a nice workout, and look at my chiseled body in the mirror. And then I reflect upon myself and I say, is the earth flat? And then I say, you know what, Taylor? Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Well, guys, you might be wondering, why the hell would I be talking about this? So I'm actually not so interested in the flat earth debate. In fact, I think it is kind of ridiculous. I do not believe the Earth is flat. I mean, I don't. But I've been curious for a while. What are some of the arguments? So I found this website. It's Flat Earth Society, or it's part of the Flat Earth Society. So we're going to go through some of this. And I'm not going to necessarily debunk them, but I do want to at least talk about some of the arguments that they present. So I'm not going to go into the background about what the Flat Earth Society is. But here they go. They talk about one of the things that they say is they have a rebuttal for. It says, people have been into space. How have they not discovered that the Earth is flat? So, basically, when people say the Earth is flat, a common response is, well, we've been to space. We know the Earth is not flat because our astronauts have been there, right? Here's how they respond. They say, the most commonly accepted explanation of this is that our space agencies were involved in a conspiracy faking space travel and exploration. This likely began during the Cold War's space race, in which the USSR and the USA were obsessed with beating each other into space to the point that each faked their accomplishments in an attempt to keep pace with the other's supposed achievements. So, to break that down for you, if you didn't catch that, because maybe my reading style or speed is absurd, basically they are asserting that the USA and Russia never actually made it to space, that we faked our space accomplishments. So we don't have anything up there. We don't have, I guess they're also asserting that we don't have satellites up there. I'm not sure, but they're asserting that humans may, okay, they didn't say satellites, but they're at least asserting that humans have never been up there. And what's interesting is I am not a flat earther, though I am skeptical of the moon landing. One reason I'm very skeptical of the moon landing is because there's actually several reasons, but I'm skeptical. I'm not saying it happened or it didn't happen. I'm just skeptical of it. And I do believe that a big motivator for that, a big reason behind that, would have been that we were in a space race with the Russians. So that's actually how that actually makes sense for that. Does it make sense for the space? For just going into space? I don't know. So this article continues. It says, since the end of the Cold War, however, the conspiracy is most likely motivated by greed rather than political gains and using only some of their funding to continue to fake space travel saves a lot of money to embezzle for themselves. So basically, the government allocates money to the space agencies. But the space agencies are just taking the money. Maybe they're shooting rockets into the air, but they're not really trying to go to space. I guess that's what they're talking about. Now, it says, in light of the above, please note that we are not suggesting that space agencies are aware the Earth is flat and are covering it up, but they depict the Earth as being round because they expect it to be. What they're saying here is that the space agencies aren't covering up that the Earth is flat, but they're covering up that they've been to space, and they say it's round because their models expect it to be round. So that's what they're referring to. I've actually wondered about this myself. I've thought, okay, so what is the point of covering it up? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would we cover up the Earth is flat? Like, what's the motivation for that? And I guess they kind of answered it. They already answered it, which is they don't believe the Earth is flat. So there you go. They are saying that NASA and everyone else who thinks the Earth is a globe genuinely believes it's a globe, and that it's not a vast conspiracy to hide the fact that it's flat. Just nobody knows. Okay, so they answer another one. It says, there are many pictures on the internet and other media depicting the Earth as being round. Why do these not disprove the Flat Earth theory? So the Flat Earth Society says, in general, we at the Flat Earth Society do not lend much credibility to photographic evidence. It is too easily manipulated and altered. Many of the videos posted here to prove a round Earth by showing curvature will show no curvature or even concave curvature at parts. The sources are so inaccurate, it's difficult to build an argument on them in either case. Furthermore, a barrel distortion and other quirks of modern cameras will cause a picture to distort in ways which may not be immediately obvious or apparent, especially without reference within the picture. Photographs are also prone to distortion when taken through the bent glass of a pressurized cabin, as well as in atmospheric conditions on the outside. So basically they're saying, I mean, that's obvious. They're saying that you can't trust the photos, that the photos are, they do not show that it's flat, and that there's a lot of problems with taking pictures anyway. Now, some of that is true, right? I mean, we all know that you can, you know, you can take pictures with different kinds of lenses and make things look like different types of curvature. Like I said, I don't subscribe to this philosophy that the Earth is flat. But some people do, and they're saying that we can't trust the evidence that shows the Earth being round from space. So what do they say the Earth looks like? How is it circumnavigable? How can we do this? It says, basically, they have the Earth laid out in this fucking picture as a disc. And you see all the regular continents, and you see the Arctic, like the North Pole, in the center. And except there is no South Pole, but the edge of the map, it's like a big disc. And all around the Arctic Circle, you see North America, you see Russia, China, Africa, South America. And then where you, on the edge of the disc, is a huge border, which they call the ice wall, which we refer to as Antarctica. So they say there's a giant ice wall, which is what we would consider Antarctica, and that no one has ever been beyond it. So they say the sun moves in circles around the North Pole. When it is over your head, it's day. When it's not, it's night. The light of the sun is confined to a limited area, and its light acts as a spotlight upon the Earth. The picture below. So that's interesting. So I don't know how this accounts for the seasons and everything like that. I'm not sure. And I'm not actually, like I said, I'm not too versed in this idea or understanding of the Earth. Like I said, maybe I'm just too trusting. So I trust some of the evidence that shows the Earth is round. I do believe we've been to space, though I don't know if we've been to the moon. Also, when I was in my astronomy class, we learned how you can measure the curvature of the Earth using sticks and like things that are far apart on the Earth. Now, of course, though, that's not a foolproof method, but I would tend to believe that. Now, here's the other question is... This is one thing that I think is imperative. So Let's just go ahead and play a game here, a hypothetical, and I'm gonna say, so what if the Earth is flat? I don't see how that affects me at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the Earth was actually flat, I don't see how that affects my life. I don't see how that affects really anybody, at all. I mean, except unless we're saying that, we need to explore beyond the ice wall. So let's assume that the ice wall is real. If we assume the flat Earth is real, then I just don't see what's the big deal if the Earth was flat, right? Except for that we don't know what's on the other side. So I don't know. I get see for me, I the reason this doesn't bother me that much, like I said, I don't believe the Earth is flat. I believe it is round, and I believe the evidence that shows it's round. But I guess one reason why it wouldn't even bother me if it was flat is because I already understand that we have such a small amount of knowledge of the universe to begin with. Like, we fundamentally don't understand what we are, what we're doing here. We don't know what gravity is. Like, we can measure lots of things, and we can make lots of cool things and lots of cool, interesting tools with electricity and oil and gas and all that stuff that makes our lives really cool and interesting sometimes. But I mean, we don't have this shit figured out. So if it was flat, I mean, cool. But to be honest, I don't see why it's that big a deal. So let's go ahead and pause for some sponsors. So it's funny, what inspired me to kind of go into a little bit of this moon landing conspiracy noise junk per se is I was watching a Joe Rogan podcast, and they were, I can't remember who the guest was. I don't think it was the Snowden one. Maybe it was the Snowden one. But the situation was essentially this. Someone was calling out the Neil deGrasse Tyson deal. No, it wasn't Snowden, it was somebody else. Basically, Joe Rogan made a comment to Neil deGrasse Tyson, I guess, about the moon land, not the moon landing, about gravity. He made the comment that, like, we don't know what gravity is. And then apparently he said, I didn't watch this for myself, but Rogan relayed in the podcast that Tyson got really defensive about it, and was like, no, we know what gravity is, like, we know what it does, like, that's good enough for me, this, that, and the other. And I commented, basically, I don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think he's a pompous ass, and I don't know what he's done. So let's go ahead, okay, so before I go any further, I think that Neil deGrasse Tyson is kind of full of shit. I think that he is book smart, that he knows a lot of things that he's read, and he understands some of the things that he's read, and he just talks about those things that he's read. I don't view him as a guy that truly understands things as much as he understands books that he reads. And so that's my problem with him. Like, I don't think he's out in the, I don't know if he's ever been out in the field. I don't think he's ever been out in the field. I don't think he does any actual scientific work. I don't think he does any business work. I don't think he does anything like that. And so that's my problem with deGrasse Tyson. But somebody mentioned in the comments about the flat Earth thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little blown away at the flat Earth deal because somebody commented, like, oh, yeah, oh, here's the deal. So when Joe Rogan made the comment about gravity, apparently Rogan said that the atmosphere of the podcast was just not very good. So he's had Neil deGrasse Tyson on before, and they've had a good podcast. Like, they had clearly, you could see it. It was a good exchange. They were vibing. The situation, though, in their latest podcast is he made it seem like they just weren't on the same frequency. He said that deGrasse Tyson, this is true, Neil deGrasse Tyson had been involved in a sexual harassment scandal, which he successfully defended himself. But he said it could have been that. But he just said that deGrasse Tyson seemed a little bit on edge. He just wasn't, they weren't vibing. The energy wasn't there. So the discussion wasn't that great. Now, what was funny is in the comments, I like shitting on deGrasse Tyson. And in the comments, I kind of shat on him a little bit on somebody else. Somebody else made a comment about Neil deGrasse Tyson, then I agreed. And then somebody else responded to my comment being like, yeah, it's because deGrasse Tyson can't admit that the earth is flat and this, that, and the other. And I was like, what? Dude, we're not even talking about that. Like, I made a comment that Neil deGrasse Tyson, it doesn't do any science. He doesn't do any scientific work. And he's a, I said basically, I made the comment that Neil deGrasse Tyson is a science popularizer, that he's not an actual scientist, and he's not an actual do, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. And so that was my comment. And the guy was like, well, it's just because he doesn't want to admit the earth is flat. Okay, so anyway, that's how I got back into this thing. I've never actually truly looked into it until then. Now, let me go ahead and look at some stuff on Neil deGrasse Tyson here. Contributions to Science. This is Neil published the first of six books on astronomy in 1988. These books educate individuals on the topics like star formation, exploding stars, dwarf galaxies, and the structure of the Milky Way. He became the director of the Hayden Planetarium. Oh yeah, so this guy's full of shit. Contributions. He published the book. He became the director of the planetarium in Hayden Planetarium in 1996. Has maintained it since. Thousands of children and adults visit Hayden Planetarium and stare in awe at the spectacles representing space and its cosmological ingredients. Neil was able to revive the planetarium, which was a $210 million project. Was completed in 2000. He was appointed by Bush to serve on a 12-member commission that analyzed the future of the aerospace industry. He published established Pluto as the dwarf planet rather than a Neil established Pluto as a dwarf planet rather than a planet. Wow. Oh my gosh. That is so brave. He's so brave. Oh wow. That is his that he, oh my gosh. He is known to be the greatest advocate for scientific literacy, writing numerous books, appearing on scientific networks regularly, and speaking. Neil is able to explain difficult scientific concepts that people understand. He's known for oratory skills and a sense of humor and making science enjoyable. I knew it. The guy hasn't done jack shit. And I don't know. I don't really care about his educational background. If he understands, listen, if the guy understands what people are saying, about astronomy, he understands it, right? But he's not an astronomer. He's not a scientist. Now this is according to the Viewkey project. So I don't know. This might not be fully accurate. But basically, what it looks like is he's been the head of a planetarium. He helped revive the planetarium. And he's basically, like I said, a science popularizer. So he gets people interested in science. He gets people interested in astronomy. He explains concepts to people. And that's it. So let's see. And yeah, I mean, who gives a shit about Pluto, dude? That's not even a contribution. That has no, I'll tell you what, that has no effect on anything. None. Ask Neil deGrasse Tyson, here's something, careers, physicists, profiles. So it talks about growing up in the Bronx. Despite his dreams and passions, he was not academically exceptional student. No teacher was saying, hey, he's going too far, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't until middle school. Okay, so after being heavily recruited by multiple universities, he chose to study physics. When he wasn't learning about the workings of our universe, he was competing on their wrestling and rowing teams, okay? So he got a BA in physics from Harvard. Good. That's nice. He went on to complete his PhD in astrophysics. Okay. He published research on dwarf galaxies. He wrote his first book, Merlin's Tour of the Universe, a collection of answers to public's questions about space and astronomy. Okay, so yeah, bad. That's it. He got his PhD. He did He published stuff on dwarf galaxies, and that's it. I think that's all he's done. And ever since then, he just talks a bunch of shit, talks down to people that question him, and that's the extent of his contributions. So he doesn't contribute much. So basically, I am not a fan of deGrasse Tyson. I think he's full of shit. And when I say full of shit, I mean I just think he talks outside his bounds a lot. He, you know, he talks a lot about political commentary and stuff like that, which annoys me. And he just comes across as very pompous. So that's all I got to say about him, and that's all I have to say today. You can visit my website, tstutch.com, to check out my almost daily bloggings. And you can check out my YouTube channel, Taylor Stutch, Taylor S-T-U-C-H. You can check out my Periscopes, tstutch1, Twitter, tstutch1. Email me, tayradio1@gmail.com. Thank you.